Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him, yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. In this beautiful psalm, the writer rooted his praise in how God had acted in history. He looked back to how God had led Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, and finally Moses. Through the years, God had been consistently faithful to his people, and they had every reason to rejoice. The psalm was written for a very specific moment in Israel's history, when David brought the ark to a place of meeting. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 7, we're told that David gave Asaph and his fellow Levites this psalm as a song of thanksgiving to the Lord. It wasn't a general song of worship, but one which specifically charted how God had been at work with his people. We need to remember our history. A birthday is a brilliant moment for looking back, and every church would be wise to have a specific annual moment to reflect on its history. It's very easy to forget the story of faith of a church community unless it's regularly repeated. We need to listen to the people who are part of the church 10, 20, 30, 40 or more years ago. Almost certainly, there will have been times of encouragement and despair, success and failure, growth and decline, but through it all, God has been faithful, and we need to celebrate together. If your church has only been planted in the last few years, listen to the stories of faith from those who founded the church and the ways in which God led them. Our remembering should never be a selfish activity to make us feel good about life, but always lead us to action. As we recall the history of what God has done, we're challenged to go forward with the mission on which he's sent us. That will always involve proclamation. We'll want to proclaim God's faithfulness within our churches in order to encourage one another, and then to everyone else we meet, in order to help them to see how great God is. So let me ask you a question. In what ways does your own church celebrate the history of what God has done? And now let's pray together. Loving God, we praise you for your faithfulness. Help us never to forget the amazing things that you have done. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.